Chapter 5. The Caterpillar. The caterpillar is looking at Alice. He is very quiet. After a while, he asks,
"Who are you?"
Alice is quite confused, but she tries to answer.
I don't know. I'm always changing from big to small to big again.
Oh,
the caterpillar asks.
Explain yourself.
I can't explain myself, because I'm not myself, you see.
I don't see,
says the caterpillar.
I think it's very difficult to explain. Well, one day you'll turn into a butterfly. You'll find this quite strange, won't you?
Not at all, says the caterpillar.
Well, I feel very strange,
says Alice.
You? Who are you?
Asks the caterpillar.
I would like to know who you are first,
says Alice.
Why?
Asks the caterpillar. That is a difficult question for Alice. She can't answer, so she walks away.
Come here. I want to talk to you,
the caterpillar says. Alice goes back to the mushroom.
You must never be angry,
says the caterpillar.
Is that all?
Alice asks angrily.
No.
The caterpillar smokes his pipe for a while. Then he gets down off the mushroom and tells Alice,
One side will make you grow bigger, and the other side will make you grow smaller.
Alice thinks,
One side of what? The other side of what?
The caterpillar guesses her thoughts and says,
Of the mushroom.
The mushroom is round, like all mushrooms. So Alice thinks,
How can it have two sides?
Then she puts her arms round the top and takes a bit of mushroom with each hand.
Which bit will make me bigger?
She asks herself. She eats a little piece, and there she is, smaller and smaller. So she takes another piece of the mushroom, and her neck becomes very long. She eats some more mushroom, and she is back to her normal height.
Now I want to find that beautiful garden,
she says. Alice walks in the wood. She sees a small house.
I'm too big. I can't get in the house. I'll eat some mushroom and I'll become smaller,
thinks Alice.